one of the most distinctive scenic city attractions turns 15. The Creative Discovery Museum is celebrating 15 years of entertaining and educating children. Henry Schulson, the museum's executive director, joins us to discuss how it began and what the future holds.
It originally started, there was discussion of putting a children's wing on the Hunter at the Hunter Museum of Art. So it really started as sort of an outgrowth of those discussions.
Schulson says what began as a wing of the Hunter became a full-scale museum. It went beyond just the visual arts and included performing arts, science, and technology. The city gave the land for the Creative Discovery Museum, private funds were used to build it, and it was a $16 million project, part of the overall revitalization of downtown Chattanooga. The building itself was designed to be eye-catching.
Well, the building was designed by Lee Skolnick, who's an architect out of New York City, and it is an award-winning building. And he really wanted to make something that would be child-friendly. And I think as you come in, there's such wonderful, colorful spaces throughout the building, and also to be very iconic from the outside. So that is, and if anybody really drove into the city, they'd say, wow, what is that building there? And I would love to go in the tower. I think one of the most distinctive features of the building is the 2.5-story glass front that fronts Chestnut Street.
Inside that glass front, many popular exhibits have been on display. Schulson remembers some of the most iconic.
In terms of the permanent exhibits, we've had some exhibits that have been loved from the first day, I think, that the museum opened. Definitely the basketball machine, which is a Rube Goldberg-type contraption where you use everyday parts to crank a ball up into sort of a swimming pool area, and then there's canoe oars that turn it that go onto a track and that scores the basket. I think that's been one of the most popular of our long-standing exhibits, the T-Rex, the full life-size skeleton of a T-Rex is another one of the iconic exhibits, as is the Gregory Barsamian sculpture, which is a kinetic sculpture. It's almost impossible to describe. You have to sort of come in, but it's you go into this room and you see a bird turn into a hand that turns into a light bulb.
Schulson says an interactive water exhibit called River Play is the most popular one in the museum. People also love the beehive with real live bees.
And there's an interesting exhibit I don't think that people realize, but Jack Beale's The Painting Lesson. When you walk into our art area, the painting is actually split in two parts, and you sort of walk through the painting into the art area. And there's an interesting clip on opening day of the Andre Caldwell, the founding director, talking about that painting, and she said that's the painting that inspired the museum.
Well, the whole idea of the project really came out of children, because as they would tell me how they best learned, you know, they would say, if only we could get in the painting, if only we could touch that sculpture, if only we could do that science experiment instead of reading about it in a book.
That's Andre Caldwell speaking to reporters back in 1995 at the museum groundbreaking.
And so, you know, from this, came really the original ideas. And it's really being designed for children. It's a place that belongs to them. And it's a place they can experiment, to explore, to discover what's within themselves, and to find hidden gifts.
Over the last 15 years, the museum has changed and established stronger roots in the community. Schulson says the museum is now involved in outreach programs. Through schools, museum programs reach about 25,000 students each year. Through the museum's Science Theater at Northgate Mall, programs reach 35,000 to 40,000 students. Schulson says recently the museum has also begun focusing more on health.
And I think the next big change you really see at the museum is as we move more into green and environmental education. This year, just a month ago, we put in a green roof. We've also put gardens on our rooftop fun factory, so we're starting to plant some different types of food there, from cucumbers to strawberries to blueberries. It's interesting. A lot of we eat food, but a lot of people don't even know what the plants look like or where the food comes from. So we have that. We've opened up a teaching kitchen. So we're really involved now and very much in terms of health education and environmental education in ways that we haven't been before.
The museum has many unique aspects. One of the most successful is its partnership with the Tennessee Aquarium. Schulson says the museum and the aquarium share a human resources office, a marketing office, a financial office, and more. It's been so successful that the Hunter Museum of Art has joined in, and people are starting to take notice.
Last year, there was a call for the best nonprofit collaborations in the United States by the Lodestar Foundation, and we submitted this collaboration with the Hunter and with the aquarium. There were, I think, probably 600 to 700 applications, and we are one of we didn't win the final award, but we are one of the 8 finalists for the award. So it really has achieved national recognition as a resource sharing and a collaborative model for nonprofits.
Finally, looking back to the beginning, Schulson says the museum was intended for all the children of this community.
That's one thing that we've worked very, very hard to do, and each year we provide about 30,000 to 40,000 free admissions a year, because we really want this museum to be one that all families and all children throughout the community can feel welcome here.
The 15th anniversary celebration is coming up.
Saturday before Memorial Day weekend, we always use that as our birthday celebration. I think the museum actually officially opened either May 25th or May 26th. I always like to think of it as May 25th because that's my mother's birthday, so it's close enough. But we always celebrate on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. And what we do is we just invite everybody out to the plaza, and we'll do it at 1 p.m., and we'll sing Happy Birthday, and we'll serve ice cream and cake. We also will have cloggers here, and we'll have some special activities so kids can decorate birthday hats as well.
More information can be found online at cdmfun.org. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.